the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Welcome to you. I am Brandt. Producer Sherry is here. I bring the content every day to the show. Producer Sherry
helps manage it.
That's
right.
And filters and tries to block.
Well,
and it's all.
I like filter.
Filter.
Who doesn't like a filter, right?
Yeah.
It's taking out the stuff that you actually don't want, and it's giving you the stuff you do want and need.
Exactly. It's blocking the art and frustrating the artiste.
Well, it's all about perspective,
isn't it? It's all about perspective. That's all we're saying. Thank you for being here, by the way. We're honored that you are. So, have you noticed? Look around. Is there anything super cool happening? Maybe with the people around you? Have you noticed anything in your life? Like, look at them. Are they doing anything different and cool today? Sherry?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah. Have you noticed anything super hip, kind of now that I'm doing?
No.
You don't notice this cap I'm wearing?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, baseball season. So I'm sporting a new cap, and it is very hip and cool.
So the question was specifically for me.
No, just in general, but I wanted you to think about it too.
Okay,
so,
along with the audience.
Yeah.
So that's the St. Louis Cardinals?
Cardinals are my team. I grew up with them. Mm-hmm. And everybody's baseballing now. It's that time of year.
Sure.
And I'm excited about it, so I have this cap on.
Do you not have other St. Louis Cardinal caps?
I do, but they shrink when they get rained on.
Okay.
And my head is massive, as you know. So I get like the biggest available cap and then
let it shrink down the size.
If I could get a bigger cap and let it shrink to my head size, that'd be great. But once they shrink, it's ready for somebody else's head.
Got it.
So yeah.
Well, this is super hip and cool.
We'll keep you updated on sports with sports news like this as sports seasons develop. It's tricky being a believer because if you love God, and we're all mixed bag of motives, but if you love him, you can confuse your own agenda with God's. Meaning, I could say, oh, I'm doing this for God, but really I'm trying to make a name for myself. Mm. I mean, people do this all the time, but it looks good on the outside, but you're really making a name for yourself. And in fact, make a name for yourself as a phrase dates back thousands of years in Genesis. I think this is actually kind of hilarious at some level, but the people who built this tower, they built the Tower of Babel, they built this city.
Yeah.
They were there to make a name for themselves. That's what we said. Let's make a name for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because it follows, there's a verse that said that basically they figured out how to make bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing they did was like, hey, let's use these to make something awesome to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they figured out how to make bricks, it's like, hey, let's make a city, let's make a tower, we'll make a name for ourselves. It's such human nature. But really, in the end, I can say it's for God, but maybe it's because I want to be known.
Mm.
We're all a mixed bag. I understand that. But I think it's really good to ask ourselves, like, what are we really doing here? You can put all the veneer on it you want, but is it actually to make your own name bigger? We all love this. We love the idea of a big, big mission, a big assignment, a big thing that we are supposed to do. And we wait for it. And if you put it in religious terms, like we're waiting for God to give us the big mission.
Mm-hmm.
This happens for a lot of people. Like, what's my thing? What's the big assignment? I'm waiting for that. That's not your mission. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. Your mission is already happening. It's today, and it's with the people. I know this doesn't sound as dramatic or anything. We like the whole Ethan Hunt or whoever the guy is from Mission Impossible thing, where a helicopter comes down and drops off the mission. And you have to do, here's your big thing. Okay. We like that, but that's not generally how this works. Your mission to the people right in front of you or right behind you in the back seat that you just buckled in. Like, that's your mission. It's today, the people you work with, maybe you got to go to class, people you're hanging out with, people who come across your path, people who come through your store, your restaurant. That's your mission. I know it doesn't sound as dramatic and awesome, but that's it. And it's actually really beautiful, but you've got one already. Just talking about your big mission. We all want a big assignment, like a big significant sounding thing. But a lot of times that means we underrate the fact that you've got today. You got people in your life today. That's your, like, love them. That's your thing.
I think sometimes, well, I've seen people be okay with stepping on the people around them. They want that big mission, and they're going towards that big mission, that big assignment, and that's okay to step on everyone around you, to kind of use them in the positioning of your big assignment.
This sounds really specific. Is this aimed at me? Because...
Yes.
Doggone it.
No. Doggone it. I was hoping that wasn't me. No, it's not you, but I've seen it. And
I know.
And that's one of the things that really, as you know, gets under my skin, is it's humans are around you right now. You don't get to have this big ministry, this big thing that you do, and use humans or misuse
humans
in this, you know, pursuit of that thing.
Right. Jesus said something, and I've always kind of tripped up on this a little bit, because he said, be careful not to throw your pearls before swine. And we've heard that. There's even a comic strip called Pearls Before Swine.
Is there?
And it's pretty funny. Hmm. And I'm like, is he calling everybody swine? Because that's pretty low. Not everybody, but I mean a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And he also uses the term dogs. And I don't think that he's going off on people here. I've heard it explained like this, in case you know, you're like, well, he's saying, don't do something for losers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, don't give pearls to swine, because swine can't do anything with it. What are they supposed to do with it? They're not going to make a necklace out of it. They're not going to go sell it. It's like, they just want something they can eat. They can't process pearls in their digestive system. Same thing with dogs. Like, you can't. So he's saying, don't give something to people they can't process. They're not ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't handle it. So if I go online, I want to get in a big debate with like the Church of Satan online or something, I can go in there. I could probably win the debate on various levels.
Yeah.
But they're not, people aren't generally ready to accept it and process it yet.
So it's really not a win.
Yeah. They're a ways away from that yet. So a lot of the online arguments, that's what's happening. They're not ready. This is wonderful. Her name is Shannon. She's got a couple kids. They listen to the show, a few kids. Two of her boys are on the autism spectrum, where I live as well. And they listen, and one of them will comment, like, that sounds like something I'd say. He would say something I said. And I love that. And then there's a sister who plays the Sherry role in the car. He gets a kick out of it. But I love this because the mom tells a boy, like, hey, do you think you'll grow up like Brant and have a successful job from their point of view?
Yeah, yeah.
Get married and that sort of thing. And his comment, she quoted him, well, if this guy can do it, then I definitely have a chance.
Oh, man.
I love that.
That's all you want in life.
My daughter, who is 10, she says, and is neurotypical, meaning she's not on the spectrum, yells at the radio to Sherry, I feel your pain all the time. LOL. That is fantastic. Man, this is crazy. You guys, I got this note. This is from a guy named Tony and a gang called the T-Birds. So Tony and the T-Birds dropped me a note. They're always challenging. They're like, Brant, we respect you as a man, but if you're such a man, can you pull this off?
Are you surprised at how many gangs listen to this radio?
I am. I'll be honest, but they're welcome, aren't they?
They are welcome,
that's okay.
Yes. Just a lot of gang activity.
Judgment from you. But anyway, Tony and the T-Birds. Brant, if you're such a man, do a pommel horse routine in the studio. Stick the landing after the pommel horse routine. Then open. I can't believe this.
And who's this again?
Go into a small room with baby cougars in a beehive and extract high quality pure honey.
Well, thankfully, we have all of that available here in the studio.
Well, yeah. We'll see. I will give it a shot here.
Tony and the T-Birds.
Okay, pommel horse, and then I'm supposed to step into another room with cougars and bees and extract pure honey.
Are you going to be expecting me to help you with any of this, or just
here
watch?
I go. No,
here
I got
we go.
It.
Just
I got
watching.
It. Here I go.
Ready?
I'm on the pommel horse, and here I go. One, two, and.
Yeah. Ooh, nice landing.
I have to
great
step
landing.
Into. A some sort of.
You're out of breath. You gotta be careful.
Hang on a second. I'll go in here.
Oh my goodness! Look at that.
I'm gonna be out here in a second.
Hurry up! Get the honey.
And I
it.
Wow. Well. Woo. Man.
This is good. You want to taste this?
What, the honey?
Yeah. It's good. I haven't one of those
like
honey
I feel like I should.
Sticks.
You've gone through so much.
I feel like I have. Tony. In your face.
Wow.
T-Birds. I pulled it off again. There's a lot of religious language I don't want to use because it just sounds like you're in this little club. But one of those words is blessing. I keep using it because I don't know a better word. I mean, I don't even want to use it, but I don't know a better word. It really is the best word. And I mean that like not like a gift of like, wow, that was a blessing and it was a beautiful day. Not like that. Mm-hmm. But like the blessing that you can give someone, like in a, like the way you would say, I approve of you. I'm on your side. I believe in you. I see a great future for you. I'm going to be here with you the whole way. Like, so that they can go in the strength each day, they can go in the strength of knowing there's somebody that's given that kind of blessing. And that's what God wants to give us if we're willing to accept it. A lot of us walk away from it. We don't want it. But then we look for it from someone else. We look for it from somewhere else, maybe ourselves. Like we want that blessing. So we know we're somebody approves of us. Somebody's on our side. Somebody like we yearn for that, but I don't know of a better term for that than blessing. Like God wants you to have it, but it's a pride thing for a lot of people. Like they don't want it from him, but then they're out looking for it. Welcome to the Honesty Cafe. We ask you questions. Just be honest. It's all I was thinking about this. Like if you could have the equivalent of like Chip and Joanna Gaines, like do a renovation of your personality. What would you like them to renovate? Anything that you would like them to change at all? Just curious what you think about that.
No, sometimes I get annoyed with myself, but no, I wouldn't change it because, man, I love who I am now.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. That's good. That's a great answer, by the way.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Man, that's real, though.
Okay. I got a list for me, but I don't want to read it because it'll make you feel, guilty.
I'll give us a little...
Other people have a list for me, but, you know.
Oh, well, I wish I weren't so self-focused by nature.
Hmm.
I'm lazy by nature, extremely lazy and cheap, and I fight those things all the time. I'm not saying I don't have some success against it sometimes, because but I have to fight it. It's a ongoing fight, and I wish that was different. I wish it, but that's, you know.
Well, to her point, that's who
I am,
are.
But it's something I have to fight.
It does, and I think that's great because a lot of people don't even know to fight it. I think the self-awareness is a beautiful thing, and some I'm guessing, at least for myself, in some areas, I think that's all I can hope for. You know what I mean? I'm not going to put my own out there because I think let's just let yours hang.
No, we will. We will. Make no mistake, Anne. It's going to happen.
Don't know what you read growing up. One thing I practically studied growing up was Charlie Brown. I've read Peanuts books over and over and over and over and over and over and haven't memorized.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is Sally, Charlie Brown's little sister, comes in. Charlie Brown's trying to sleep. She comes in his room. And she's like, what happened? I'm really worried. I can't sleep. What are you worried about? I'm worried about high school. When I get to high school, like, what if I forget my locker combination? What if I lose my textbooks? You know, what if I forget where my classes are? He's like, you're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. So she leaves the room, and the last frame is him lying in bed with his eyes wide awake. He says, what if I forget my locker combination?
That's perfect.
It is. We talked about this yesterday, though. I just wanted to drive this home because I think everybody wrestles with this. Like, what if this happens? What if that happens later on? Well, you're not there yet. You're not there. I mean, maybe God's provided what you need for today. Jesus even works that into the Lord's Prayer. Like, today's daily bread. Tomorrow will take care of itself, he said. Like, God will be with you. Do you trust him? I mean, the trusting thing would be trusting that he'll give you what you need when that horrible scenario, if it comes to fruition, if it happens, that he'll be there with you. And you know what? I've heard enough stories from people that have gone through tragedies, unspeakable tragedies, where they're like, yeah, God showed up in ways you wouldn't, I got a piece you wouldn't understand. Like, yeah, that's good to hear. This is the Honesty Cafe. We don't do many celebrity interviews or anything. We like talking to listeners about stuff. So here's a question. Like, if you had a fixer-upper for your personality, what would you like renovated? For your personality. We all got pluses and minuses and stuff. Just honestly asking.
Oh, this one is one I really do want. To be able to
see people the way God sees them. I was reading this recently, and it's kind of something I keep thinking about, is when King Solomon, you know, when God came to him and said, what is it you want? And he said, I want wisdom. Mm-hmm. But it was that he wanted wisdom to lead God's glorious people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he could have said to lead these people you left me with, but he called them glorious people. Mm-hmm. And being able to not get so focused on the things that we're seeing, to see people the way God sees them. Mm-hmm. And that's really been something I want.
When I was a kid, I heard this phrase, garbage in, garbage out. So if you put stuff in your head that's really bad, then bad stuff will come out. And as I got older, I realized, it's a little more complex than that. And then I got a little older than that. I realized, no, that was exactly right.
Grandma
it
was
is
right.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Yes.
And I even caught this in the language of Jesus. I was reading something he said about how out of the storehouse or the treasury of your heart, your mouth speaks. So it's like, what are you storing in there? It's what it's implying is like you can store good things in there. So it does matter what I'm thinking about, what I'm watching, what I'm absorbing. And there was a time I just thought, well, you know, I can process it. No, my words, the stuff that comes out of my mouth is indicative of what I'm storing in there. There's no way around that.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.